Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 82. Dustin Belvin joins us to talk about what works and what doesn't with Facebook ads.
Let me ask you something. Haven't you ever been tempted to just break the rules and finally
get back at my big faceless corporate bosses for making me feel so small and insignificant?
Look at this, Marge. $58 and all of it profit. I'm the smartest businessman in the world.
Government can print money, but it's the entrepreneurs who really make the money.
Why don't you guys just make your cars cleaner and nicer and try to be better to your customers so that you can compete with Handy Car's popularity in the marketplace?
Shut up and take my money.
Free Market Squad, back up in the place to be. Thank you for taking a half hour or however long this takes out of your week to hang with me. I'm Nathan Fraser, the high priest of propaganda, your host with the Hero Complex. And today I am joined by Dustin Belvin of Jumpstart Marketing. Dustin is a phenomenal guy, and I'm popping his podcast cherry today on the air, so you guys all get to join in and be voyeurs, or I don't know what the term for an audio voyeur is, but you guys and girls and attack helicopters, y'all get to join me and Dustin Belvin on Dustin's very first podcast and first appearance right here on the Nathan Fraser Show. Dustin, welcome to the BYO Boss Podcast. How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm super excited to get on here and talk to you, bro.
Nice. I'm excited to have you. We've got like a colleague relationship, plus I'm a big fan of what you're doing with your Facebook group, Jumpstart Marketing. So later on in the show, I definitely want to let people know about how they can get in touch with you, how they can join your community, because I think you do a phenomenal job of running your Facebook group. But today I wanted to have you on because you kind of came onto the scene and you just kind of hit the ground running. You're causing a lot of commotion. You're getting a lot of really positive results for your clients. And one of the places where I see you just excelling is in Facebook ads. So I'm going to preface this by saying I started using Facebook ads maybe more than three years ago. And when I first got into Facebook ads, it was so easy. Like they allowed a lot of different targeting that they don't allow now. And the marketplace wasn't nearly as flooded. It wasn't as saturated. And I remember selling t-shirts when Facebook ads first became available to the average user. I remember selling t-shirts on it, and I would put in $5, $10, $15 into advertising and be able to pull out $300, $400 in t-shirts sales. And then maybe about a year ago, a year and a half ago, everything sort of started to change. And it went from being able to pull out $300 or $400 off of a $10 or $15 investment to pulling maybe $60 off of a $10 or $15 investment. And the landscape has changed since then. And low ticket items, I've not been able to have the same success. High ticket items, I'm still able to get a return on investment, but low ticket items, it doesn't seem like it's the same. It doesn't seem like the playing field is the same that it used to be. And so I've kind of steered away from Facebook ads, but you are still doing Facebook ads for your clients. You're killing it. And so that's why I wanted to have you on, because you're doing something successful that I'm not being able to be successful at right now. So, I don't know really where to go from there, other than I wanted to give you, that's why I wanted to have you on, but I also wanted to, give you a second to introduce yourself to my listeners, let people know who Dustin Belvin is and, what it is that you do for people.
Hell yeah, man. Well, as you said, I'm Dustin Belvin from Jumpstart Marketing. I basically just teach people how to learn marketing really quickly. You know, the end result of that is learning Facebook ads. And you're not wrong, bro. It has changed a lot. I mean, even I've only been doing this for like a little over a year, but it's like the main thing I've been doing, right? And it has changed a lot even in the past year. Like, they take those targeting options away all the time. And the price is, you know, slowly going up. It goes up a little bit more. The more and more people realize they need to be using Facebook ads, the higher the price goes up. You know, and it's the same thing as Google AdWords, right? Whenever you could first buy Google AdWords, you could buy stuff like, you know, wine.com or, you know, the word wine for 5 cents a pop. You know, Gary Vee talks about that shit all the time. But, you know, after a while, now it's costing you, you know, $5, $10, $15 a click. I mean, it's the same thing that happens, right? Right now, Facebook is just the place to be if you want to be able to get in front of a shit ton of people for cheap. It does. I don't know, when it comes to like the low ticket items versus the high ticket items. I mean, I was doing e-commerce where I was selling I was selling these hippie butterfly wings for like $20 a pop, and I mean, I was still seeing like an actual return there. So I mean, I have to disagree that it doesn't work for lower ticket. I think there's a lot more work involved, just because you have to find the perfect audience that's going to resonate with. Right. Like, you know, with stuff like, you know, copywriting, or for me with Facebook ads, you know, you have to get really specific, you know, people, I don't know. It's definitely different. I'm not sure how to actually explain it, but the higher ticket stuff seems to be like, there is a bigger return there, but because the price is higher, I mean, you got to think, if you've ever been in the position where you're now, and I'm not saying that I do this currently, but if you've ever been in the position where you're spending, you know, $50, $100, $200, $300 a day on low ticket Facebook ads, you know, the return there is going to be ridiculously high if you've got the right audience. So It really depends, man. Everybody has their thing. I personally like doing, you know, Facebook ads for service based stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best return right now, even if it's lower ticket stuff like $50, $60 massages. I mean, you can get a stupid, stupid return on, you know, leads when it comes to using Facebook.
Okay. So let's kind of jump into, we'll just kind of jump into it and we'll see where the conversation takes us. What I'd like to start off with is kind of the mindset that people are in when they're on Facebook, because people go to Facebook because they want to catch up on what's going on in their friends and family's lives. They want to see the latest memes. They want to laugh. They want to argue with people. Being advertised to is not what people go to Facebook for. So how do you deal with, or kind of what are your thoughts, or what's your approach on understanding what people are going to Facebook for? And either are you going in with the intent to interrupt that and try and pull them away? Are you going in with the intent to meet them where they're at and then take them in your own direction? What's your approach as far as the mindset people are in, and then tailoring your advertisements to either interrupt that or to join it? I'm not sure. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, with Facebook, it's absolutely interruption marketing, right? Just like you said, man, we're not getting on Facebook to buy stuff. You know, that's not, well, at least right now. I do think that's going to be changing very quickly. But yeah, we're not getting on there to buy things. So you have to make sure that your content, I want to use the words blend in, right? You want to make sure that it blends in and people actually enjoy reading it. You know, you don't want to have advertisements that are just like, hey, we're having a sale because, you know, we bought too much shit at the store and now we have to liquidate it. Can you come down and buy the, you know, nobody wants to see that, man. That's the reason that we get on Facebook whenever we have television commercials, you know. That's the reason we have DVR. Nobody cares about that, you know. So you have to make sure, and that's one reason that, you know, I really like your stuff, and one reason that I really like, you know, certain like Ben Settle's stuff, is because I enjoy reading it and it's blatant advertising. But I think it's important that people remember that when your customers, not even when you, right, don't even think about what you're doing, because what you do doesn't matter. It's what your customer's doing. What is your customer doing on Facebook? Where are they hanging out at? What kind of Facebook groups are they in? You know, that you have to know what they're on there for, so that you can make your content something they would actually like. So, I mean, that goes into a whole nother conversation about customer research, but that's the main point.
So it's kind of like, you have to interrupt them, but you also have to do it in a way that matches, or that kind of is, I guess, conforms to what they're going there for. So it has to grab their attention. It has to interrupt them and make them take a second look, but it also has to be in line with what they're expecting.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's, dude, I will hide. Like there's, okay. So with Facebook ads, you as a user have the ability to get on Facebook. And if you see an ad that you don't like, you can hide that ad. And that lets Facebook know that you don't want to see stuff like that and so on and so forth. Right. Mm-hmm. I like people will hide your ads. Like if you're just blatantly putting your stuff out there, like, you know, hey, you know, come buy my thing right now. And you're not even trying. Like if you can tell that you're not even trying, people will just hide it, man. They don't like if you're especially now. Well, okay. So I say that, but let's say like you run like a massage business. That's I've worked with several day spas. Right. So let's say you run a day spa and you're like, and it's obvious that you're advertising, but you're like, hey, contest time. I'm giving away 3 1-hour massages. Enter your name and phone number and email here. Right now, that's a different kind of blatant advertising that it's not what you would normally do. Right. Because, you know, you're being like, hey, look at this thing. But you're providing something of like really big value in return. And people love giveaways on Facebook, man. Mm-hmm. I know people don't like to give stuff away for free. But local communities love Facebook giveaways. They can tag their friends. Oh, check this thing out. It's so awesome. And then it, okay. So this kind of transitions to the next thing. It's, you like to do stuff like that because Facebook is all about engagement, right? That's why you want to have stuff that people enjoy reading. That's why you want to have content that quote unquote fits on Facebook. That's why you want to tell stories to people because those are things that people can relate to and they'll tag their friends in to also look at and they'll share it to their wall. You know, it's no one's going to share like, hey, we're having 90% off boots because we, you know, liquidation sale and we bought too much. No one's going to share that to their wall. But if they have a giveaway or something where you're giving away something super cool, absolutely, man. They'll share that to their wall and they'll tag 3 of their friends as well because it's fun. You know, it's engaging. You have to fit in, man. You have to try.
Nice. Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed is creating content, not just for your audience, but creating content for your audience's audience. So like you said, if it's something that they're going to want to share to their wall or tag their friends in, so create content, create advertise. If you're doing an advertisement, create an advertisement that people will be able to identify with. People will want to share and say, hey, this is something that I think is cool. And those type of advertisements, I've even seen, there's a company that does like these, they're like mounted pictures and they have inspirational or entrepreneurial quotes. And, I've seen people share those to their own wall cause they look like a meme. They say something about them. So it's not something about the business. It's not something about the sale that they're running. It's something that people can share and it helps them say something about themselves to their Facebook friends and Facebook family or whatever. And that type of stuff, when you're creating a Facebook ad, that's one of the things that you should ask yourself is if somebody sees this and they're the right person for this, is this something that they would like so much that they would share it or at least click that like button? Because like you were saying, if they click the like button, if they comment on it, if they share it, that's just free advertisement for you. But if they click on, if they click the like button or if they click the heart button or if they leave a comment or they tag somebody, that tells Facebook your post is or your advertisement is more relevant and you start paying less per click. You start paying less per engagement. But if it's one of those things that screams out spam or screams out sale, then like you said, people can hit the don't show me this anymore. And for every time somebody hits that don't show me this, that tells Facebook it's less relevant. That lowers your relevancy score. And that means you're paying more for every time Facebook is going to show that to somebody, for every time somebody's going to click on it. So I think that's a great insight is make sure that that when you're posting it, just ask yourself, is this something that people would share? Is this something that people would be able to say, I like this and I want people to know I like this and I want people to know that this is how I feel or this is something I'm excited about. And if you can pass that, that little test right there, chances are, whether it's paid or whether it's just a regular Facebook post in general, chances are you're going to get a lot more you're going to get a lot more mileage out of it.
Exactly, dude. And I really want to hammer that point home that you made. Like, you want to do this because it makes it cheaper. Like, it does. It really makes, and they actually show you your paid versus organic reach, and you'll know you have just a ballin' ad whenever your organic reach is outpacing your paid reach. Because every time somebody shares it and they share it, that counts towards your organics, and it's just, it's stupid cheap. Stupid cheap.
Nice. So when it comes to creating the audience for your Facebook, I want to cover both things, because I know you're a master at retargeting, and that's where the big payoff is at, but you have to have a targeted audience before you can worry about the retargeting. So before we jump into the benefits and how to do proper retargeting, how do you go about your initial targeting, or what are some things that you keep in mind when you're picking your initial audiences out for running a Facebook ad?
For sure. So, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record here, bro, but it all comes back to the customer research part of this, right? You want to know, like, for example, right now, I'm looking for real estate agent clients or mortgage broker clients, you know, in the real estate industry. So what I want to know is, okay, well, obviously, how old is this person? Are they male or female, et cetera, et cetera. But I also want to know, like, what's their job title? What kind of things do they like? What are the worst things that happen in this particular industry? What are the best things that happen in this particular industry? What are all these different things, right? So then you go into Facebook advertising or Facebook targeting section and say, okay, I want to target realtors. I want them to be a little more experienced. So maybe I'll do 30 to 45, right? And I'll plug that in. I prefer to work with women, as I don't feel as though there will be like an aggression thing going on there. So I'm going to go with women. And then I want to target realtors. I can literally go into Facebook and say, I want to target people with the job title of realtor, like, or real estate agent or real estate broker or whatever. Right. So I'll do that. And then you just run it, right? You run it to that audience. Now, there's a couple of different, you know, strategies to build up that know, like, trust there. But as far as the targeting goes, that's it. You literally just map out who you want to target. You map out who you want to target, and then you go into Facebook and you see if they have it. There's like a 7 or 8 times out of 10 chance that you're going to see the targeting option that you want in there. You know, what do they like? What kind of podcasts do they listen to? What kind of movies do they watch? You know, depending on what you're selling, right? Like the entrepreneurial things you were talking about a minute ago. The first thing I thought as soon as you said that is, like, I would target people that are probably younger, like 20 to 28, 29, you know, in that fresh, energetic, entrepreneurial spirit kind of stage, you know, interested in Gary Vee, with maybe a cross reference of Tony Robbins, depending on, you know, what they, what kind of quote it was. You know, if it's the more the woo woo quote, I'd cross it with Tony Robbins. If it's not, then I wouldn't, you know. So it really depends on who you're targeting. You just really need to know the people that you're after. That's the most important thing. You really need to know the people that you're after, because chances are, if you know those things, Facebook will let you target it.
Nice. Now, as far as letting an ad go, because I've noticed that some of my ads, when I start them out, the first couple of days, my relevancy score is going to be pretty low. My engagement is going to be pretty low. But it seems like after a day or two of letting an ad go, it almost seems like the algorithm starts figuring out of the audience who are the better people to show it to. So my audience picking does a little bit of the work, but it seems as if, and you let me know whether you've experienced this or not, or if I'm just completely off base, but it seems like after you've let an ad go for a little while, Facebook will actually start taking the people in the audience that you chose that are actually more likely to engage with it, and your relevancy will actually start to go up after a couple of days, or at least that's been my experience. What's your thoughts on if your ad's not performing the way that you wanted it to within the first couple of days? Do you pull the ad? Do you let it go? Do you have a time period on how long you let an ad go before you decide to go back in and change the audience or just kill the ad altogether? What's your thoughts on that?
It really depends for me, man, because here's the thing. Like, I have launched ads, right? I have launched ads that have immediately started getting me leads for $1,500 a month services, like within $2 or $3. So it's really, really difficult for me to say like, oh, I'll just let something run for a couple of days, because if you show it to the first 300-400 people and none of them want it, why the hell are the next 600, 700, 800 people? Now, I do agree with you. What you're saying is true. Okay. Facebook does optimize. So here's it. Okay. So here's my answer. If your Facebook pixel, and I know that this is going to sound like a little bit of gibberish, if your pixel, right, does not have a lot of data, then don't just let it run for a couple days, you know, immediately, right? Like, you want to make sure that, you know, people are clicking. If no one's clicking on it, then you need to change something, right? Because if you're not getting people to click on it and getting the data so Facebook can know who to show it to, then don't just let it run for a couple days. Now, if you're like Nathan, right, or my pixel, or, you know, that little piece of code there, if you've had that for a while, then yeah, let it run so it can optimize. But if you're not getting any clicks, there's no optimizing happening. Until people start clicking on it, then there's no optimization happening. So don't let it run for a week if, you know, you're not getting clicks in the first couple of days. Okay. If you have a newer account.
So when you said, when you mentioned the one where you said within just within one day or whatever, within $15, you're able to get some good traffic and some good clients off of it. Kind of break down what that type of ad was. What was it about that type of ad that was able to pull in? So I guess the content that was in the ad, the way that you picked your audience for it, and how you knew that it was a winner.
For this particular, I'll give you two different examples, because it does differ from like service-based business to like low ticket product-based business. Okay. Right. So for, we'll say the higher ticket, cause that's what I was doing a little more recently. You could literally, like, you could go in and target people's employers for Facebook. Right. So we'll say, like, if you offer a service, if you're B2B, right, you offer a service. Now, they're slowly bringing some of these back, but they've removed quite a few of the employers, but we'll say you identify 60 businesses that you would like to do business with. Okay. You identify that 55 of those 60 businesses all have a Facebook page. You were able to go into Facebook and choose that employer as a targeting option. So we'll say if the CEO of the business had that, you know, employer listed, say CEO at, you know, HiveMind Marketing or whatever, you would be able to target him directly, even if he was the only one listed at that business. Mm. Right. So that's how I was doing it for that. Now, right now they've changed that a little bit. Right. So a bunch of bullshit happened, man. Like, you know, there's always like the one idiot that ruins it for the bunch, but some dude put some like anti-Semitic shit in there as his employer. And, you know, of course, they seen that and they were like, well, we're taking it all away. So you still now realtors and stuff like that still in their dentist, but you do have to get a little bit more clever. But so that's how I was doing it for service-based businesses, right? Is literally going in, identifying the businesses online that I wanted to target, and then going and seeing if they were in the targeting options. You know, like, I want the employees that work here, whether it's the desk lady, whether it's the CEO, whether it's the CFO, like, I actually landed a call with the CFO of a car dealership. Now, it didn't turn out, you know, we weren't a good fit, but that Facebook was able to get me on the phone, and it was only like a $3 to $6 lead. Right. Mm, so that's service based. For like product based businesses, I did drop shipping for like a month, and I made, you know, I made a few hundred extra bucks, like $400 my first month doing it. And then I hated doing the product research, so I quit. But I do those ads different. With those, like, a good way to test audiences, you guys, is start out with an engagement ad, right? Start out with an engagement ad first, because Facebook is going to show your ad to people that are more likely to click that like, comment, share button, react, tag a friend, whatever, that engagement. Now, not necessarily people that are going to buy your shit, but it's a good way to test and say, okay, is this something people are going to respond to? So you set it up as an engagement ad, and then you run it to the audience.
Before we go further, an engagement ad, what's different about an engagement ad versus a regular trying to get people to click through ad?
Okay, so check it out. So Facebook has lots of different kinds of ads, right? And they have, because Facebook has lots of different kinds of people. You know, we have people that will never, ever, ever buy your thing, right? But they will like and they'll comment and they'll tag 16 friends and they'll share it in all the different groups, right? So those people go into an audience of people likely to engage. It's funny because if you remember back to all the nonsense that happened with the fake news and all that shit, right? They were using Facebook to help promote some of the different articles. You can actually target people who are likely to engage with political content, and each option, far right, left, far left, you know, all of them are there for you to target. So you can, yeah, you can do stuff like that. Anyway, sorry, got a little off track there. So engagement ads, right? So those people go. Now, other people, right, people likely to click on ads, and this is all based off of, you know, Facebook tracks everything we do. Every time we click on something, like, comment, share, it's tracked, right? And they put you into these audiences. So those go into a different audience. Facebook gives you the ability to target those different people with different types, i.e. engagement ads.
What would make an engagement ad, though? Like, what, when you're doing an engagement ad, obviously the audience is going to be people that Facebook say these people are more likely to engage, but the mindset behind creating the ad, what type of stuff are you going to, like, how are you going to construct the ad? What is the point of the ad going to be, and what's the ad going to look like?
So with product-based businesses, you mainly just want to showcase the product, right? You want to showcase it up close. Somebody, if it's jewelry, you want to have somebody wearing it, and good pictures, right? The good, something that, and I can't really tell you what your audience would like, right? But if you know your audience, you'll know what kind of pictures they respond to. Maybe you, I think in the group, in the Free Market Squad group, there's a lady that sells like unicorns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like she could totally like take pictures of her unicorns. I mean, I don't know her audience, but doing like ridiculous, silly stuff, right? To promote, you know, something that somebody could go, oh, haha, that's a funny unicorn. Oh, I can also buy that, right? You don't want the first thing they think to be like, oh, I can buy that. You want it to be like, oh, that's really cool. That, you know, like, comment, share, whatever. And then in the copy, like we'll say the ad itself. So that'll explain the image, right? Something that involves your product that your audience, you know, will like. And then you want the copy to say like, you know, oh, do you know somebody who would, you know, love this unicorn? Tag them in the comments below or something, right? And then that creates that social proof that, and because you've chosen engagement, it's going to show it to people that are likely to follow those instructions and comment below, you know, because every time somebody comments, I'm sure if you guys haven't noticed this, look, next time you get on Facebook, you'll see post and it'll say like Nathan Frazier commented on this. That's the only reason that you're seeing that is because Nathan commented on it, or one of your friends did, or I did, or whatever. And Facebook has determined, okay, since he commented on it, maybe he'll like to comment on it as well.
Mm.
And that's how the engagement ads work. And that's like, you want to, and as far as the mindset of it goes, you want to have like a call to action, right? Just literally comment below, tag a friend below. That works really well for a lot of e-com stuff.
Mm. Okay, cool. I want to give a shout out real quick. Amanda Straley, she does Castle Keep Crafts. She's the one that does all the like unicorn stuffed animals. And she does really good stained art or stained glass artwork. And her artwork is phenomenal. And all the pictures that she takes, I could totally see them just killing it when it comes to like engagement posts. So you got your engagement posts. That's to kind of warm up the audience, let Facebook know who's going to be more interested. What would you do after that, after an engagement? Cause this is kind of like a multi-tiered. When you approach Facebook, it has to be kind of multi-tiered. It seems like
it really does. Yeah. There's different ways to go about it. So the first thing you want to do, obviously, test the audience with the engagement ad. If people are liking, commenting, sharing, and responding, bam, you're good to go, right? So then after you get, now you're still going to get some sales. Don't think just because you're running an engagement ad that people aren't going to click. That doesn't mean that it's only going to show it to people that are guaranteed to not click. You'll still get clicks, and you'll still even get some sales out of running Facebook ads, like engagement ads. Mm-hmm. So don't think that's not going to happen. So the other thing, and it's we might should have covered this before, but the whole reason that it's going to work is because you have the Facebook Pixel installed. Now, if that sounds like gibberish to you, it's basically just a way to track your customers. That's it. The Facebook Pixel allows you to track your customers throughout the sales process. Okay.
So real quick, I'm going to, just for the non-computer literate people out there, Facebook Pixel, it's just a little snippet of code that Facebook gives you. You place it in the header section of your website, so it shows up on every page of your website, and then Facebook allows you to go in and say, it allows you to see how many people on Facebook have gone to your website within the last couple of days, or last 90 days, last 6 months, whatever you want to focus it down on. And it also gives you the ability to actually zero in on a specific URL. So if you have a thank you page, for when people buy something, you can look and see how many people hit the thank you page. If you have a order page, you can look and see that specific URL, how many people hit the order page. If you have an order page and a thank you page, you can tell Facebook, everybody who hit the order page but didn't actually go through to the thank you page, I want to set them up as their own audience as well, so I can follow up with those people. So the Facebook Pixel, as far as marketing and what we're going to get into next, I'm assuming retargeting is just it's just a lifesaver when it comes to cutting down on your costs and making it really easy to, after you've gotten that engagement, after you've initially gotten people to your website, hitting them back up and continuing the growth of that relationship.
Dude, no, and that's for real. Like, the Facebook Pixel has changed the freaking game, dude. Like, it really has. Like, being able to put those different audiences, I mean, think about being able to retarget anybody who's ever messaged your page, you know? Think about being able to retarget anybody who didn't do the thing that you wanted them to do. You know, if they didn't give you their email, say, hey, forgot to give me your damn email, come back and give me your email. Mm-hmm. You know, so it really is just crazy. Plus, like you said, it makes it super cheap. And here's why it relates like to the engagement ads and then transitioning into the next thing is because of that ability to track if they hit the thank you page. You can actually put, there's something else that you can do with the Pixel. It's called a custom conversion, and it's the same thing. It's just a little piece of code that says, like, we'll say if you have like a coupon that you're giving away, you can have this custom conversion say got coupon, and you put that on your thank you page. Okay, now every time somebody goes through and gets the coupon, it's going to hit that thank you page, and it's going to tell Facebook, hey, this is the type of person that gets the coupon. Bam. Hey, this is the type of person that gets the coupon. Mm. And you want that. Do you want to get as many of those as you can, right? You want to get as many of those as you can because of this reason. Whenever you change and stop doing an engagement ad and you start doing a conversion ad, you're going to tell it, hey, this is the type of conversion I want you to optimize for. And it's called got coupon. So it's that one that everybody's been getting, right? So when you switch over to a conversion ad from engagement, now you're still using the same ad, right? The same ad, because it still has the likes and comments and the shares, the social proof. You want to keep that. So you're still using the same ad, but now you're running it as a conversion ad and saying, hey, Facebook, everybody who hit that thank you page, I want you to show that to those types of people based on the data that you've gotten already. And that's whenever you can start something, and then it might be total shit the first couple days, but then after 3 or 4 days, it's like, oh, here they are, do do do, and then it starts showing it to all those people, and then your costs start going back down.
Mm. Man,
the thing is, you have to have lots of data first, right? That's why you do the engagement, because you have to have lots of data. I think, like, honestly, I want to say it was an astronomical number. Now, obviously, you'll still get decent optimization lower than this, but it was like 50 conversions a week, or, and I think some were even saying as close as like 50 a day for certain niches. But still, it's still, the more data you get, the cheaper your stuff's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too that people need to keep in mind is when you first start doing, so when I first started doing Facebook ads, it was for t-shirts, and we were doing print on demand t-shirts. And back then you could target people based off of their name. So we could do a t-shirt, like if we had a t-shirt that said, my name's Nathan and I rock. And we could only target people that their name was Nathan. So it could only show up to people that, that their name was Nathan. We could also do based off of when they were born or what their sign was. So I'm a Leo and I kick ass. And Facebook got rid of that stuff. And so because of that, I stopped running all of the t-shirt ads because and this is what's really hurt me is I had built up a lot of information. Like I for running Facebook ads for 6 or 7 months doing t-shirt sales, I had built up a steady base of people that were good t-shirt buyers inside of my Facebook pixel. And then when I quit doing t-shirts and I switched over to start running ads for podcasting, I had to start from square one again. And all of that information that had been built up. So when I would run a t-shirt ad before they changed everything, I would start seeing results on the t-shirt ad that same day or within an hour. And then when I started running podcast ads, it started taking 2 or 3 days to start showing me the results because the audience, it was still trying to figure out which audience to show it based off of my old pixel information. And when I started running the pixel to a different website and a different type of audience altogether, I had to start back at square zero or square one. So once you've been doing it for a while and once you're consistently hitting the same type of audience, it makes it a lot easier for Facebook. If you're an ad agency and you've been doing this for a year and you're running everything through your ads manager or your power editor, you're going to have a lot better results than somebody just getting into it. So I think one thing that people should know is if you're just now getting into it, don't expect the same results that somebody who's been doing it for 6 months is getting, but understand that if you stick with it for 6 months, you will start getting those results. But it's kind of like the steam engine. You can't just push it from a dead stop to 60 miles per hour in one push. You have to slowly get up there. But once it gets there and it gets that momentum going, each mile takes less fuel than the last one did.
Exactly. I mean, at a certain point, you know, especially depending on what you're doing, at a certain point, you can literally just turn them on and it's like, okay, I want some sales. Boop. Mm-hmm. And then you just flip it, right? Oh, I need to book some calls this week. Boop. And you just flip them on. You know, like at a certain point, it does become that. But, you know, just like Nathan said, man, don't start running ads and then don't get any results immediately and be like, man, this shit doesn't work. You know, Facebook ads don't work in my market. Man, there's nothing. I'm going to go on a rant here, bro. So prepare yourself. There's nothing that just irks me more than when someone says, oh, Facebook ads don't work for my niche or Facebook ads don't work for my business. No, bro, you've never done them right. And I'm not trying to be mean about that, but like you've just never done it right. Dude, I've ran ads for a lady that does hair tattoos, man. Like, tell me it doesn't work for your roofing business. Tell me, you know, like people like it. It's definitely, they will almost definitely work for any business. And the reason that they'll work for almost any business, bro, is because everyone's on freaking Facebook. I mean, I think right now we're at 54% of the United States population. And as far as the amount of the population in the United States that uses the internet, I think it's like 78 or 80% or something of those people are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like the people you're selling stuff to are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so gosh, I've already had you on the line for over a half hour. I don't want to take up any more of your precious time because I know it's valuable. But before we're out of here, I did want to kind of get into retargeting. What is retargeting and how do you go about running your retargeting campaigns?
So retargeting is the best thing about Facebook. It's what's going to make you the most money and get you leads and all that stuff for the cheapest. Here's how I do it. I create audiences for everything. What I mean by that is, we'll say if you have a video ad that you want to run to, you know, people that like unicorns, right? and you run this video ad, and it's 60 seconds. And you want to build an audience of people who watched 75% of your video ad, because the longer that someone watches your video, the more interested they are, right? So you want to create an audience based off those people that watch your ad, and then retarget them with, hey, we, you know, hope you really like that, you know, video we did the other day. Here's 10% off since you watched the whole thing. Right. And it'll only show it to people who actually watch the percentage that you said. I think you can do 50, like 10, 25, 50, 75, and 95 or something like that. Or we'll say like there's something on Facebook called a lead ad. A lead ad is basically a form natively in Facebook that automatically pulls the user's first name, last name, you know, whatever info you want it to pull. It pulls it from their Facebook profile and populates it in there automatically, right? But we'll say someone opens up that form, but they don't fill it out. You can create an audience of those people, and you retarget them. Say, hey, you forgot to fill out the form. You know, fill out this form. It's all about that, what's it called, multiple touch, you know, multiple contact marketing or whatever. You know, the more times somebody sees your stuff, the more likely they are to buy it. You know, I've had this one people retargeting me, bro, for the past 6 months. And now that Christmas is coming, I'm about to actually get some of their stuff. I finally get to get some of the t-shirts I've been wanting, but I just haven't had a reason, you know?
And the thing is, when you do retargeting campaigns, you're only advertising to people that have already expressed interest. So it's not just spamming people over and over again who haven't raised their hand and said, hey, I'm interested in that. It's saying, only people who have done this, people that have visited my website, people that have started the sign up process but didn't finish, people that engaged with this ad but haven't actually gone to the website. You can tell it. Don't just show this over and over again to anybody. Only pick the people that have expressed some sort of interest but haven't been pushed over onto my side of the fence yet. Only show it to them as a way to gently nudge them over to my side of the fence.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. I mean, let's say that, you know, you're advertising to, you know, single moms in their 30s, and she's got two or three damn kids, and she clicks on your ad. It's like, oh yeah, I really want to get this coupon. And then one of her kids starts screaming. She has to put her phone down. She drops it in the toilet, you know, whatever. Right. But because she clicked, right, because she fired your pixel, that's what happens whenever your pixel collects data. It's called firing your pixel. Because she did that, now you can say, oh, I want to retarget all the people who clicked that but didn't actually do the thing. And now the next time, you know, she's laying down and got all the damn kids in bed finally, and she gets on Facebook and she logs in, your ad's going to be the first thing she sees when she logs in, because you set up that audience to retarget them. Nice. And she's already expressed interest. Just like you said, that's the best part. That's why it's so cheap, because they've already said, yes, I want it. But they just maybe got distracted or, you know, whatever. So
awesome. Dustin, this has been a fantastic phone call. I'm going to be hitting you up because you're going to be in charge of some of my ads in the very near future. So I'm not only going to give you a recommendation, I'm going to go out on the air, on the public record, and say Dustin is my go-to guy. So if people want to know where they can hit you up to, well, let's do two things. First of all, where can people find and join Jumpstart Marketing? And then after that, if people want to become a client of yours, how can they go about doing that?
For sure, man. So yeah, just get in, go on Facebook and go to type in Jumpstart Marketing. I should be one of the first ones, if not the first one that pops up. It's getting pretty popular, you know, to tap myself on the shoulders here. And, I mean, if you guys want to, I mean, talk about doing business together, just message me on my personal profile, send a request to connect. You know, I'll connect with you for sure. As long as you don't look like, you know, a spammer and you actually have stuff on your account, then I'll connect with you.
Nice. All right, Dustin, thank you again. This has been a fantastic call and great interview, and man, just thank you for taking some time out of your busy day. And I definitely recommend checking out Jumpstart Marketing. It's one of my favorite I'm in so many Facebook groups, but yours, Landon Porter's, Getting Sales Without Being Salesy, and then, of course, Free Market Squad. Those are the only three Facebook groups that I actually engage with, because Those are the only three that really impressed me, and it's a fun group to be a part of. I've learned a lot since joining it, and it's, like I said, it's just an awesome community. So head over to Jumpstart Marketing, sign up, get in the group, and just get ready for a wealth of information. All right, Dustin, thank you again for coming on. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. I know the listeners had a great time as well, and we will catch you later. Make sure to be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss. We are out of here. Deuces.
Free minds, free markets, free people.
All right, Free Market Squad. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dustin Belvin. I've got a lot more coming up. I've got an interview with Kevin Geary. I've got a fantastic interview with Paloma Lev right around the corner. More just awesomeness from me and super guests like Dustin and more coming up. And if you want to ensure that you get them delivered right to your ear holes, you need to make sure that you're subscribed. Go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to Stitcher, however you're listening to this. Make sure that you're subscribed to the show so that you never miss an episode in the future. All right, I'm out of here. Love you. Deuces.